Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead wants to confess a dark secret. The reason he keeps the sound on his TV way down so his neighbors can't hear. The reason he never answers his phone between noon and 1 o'clock. Kevin is a soap opera addict. But this week, he gets that daytime monkey off his back. The sun sets on Santa Barbara.
I get my sense of humor from my father, but I learned about critical thinking from my mom, watching soap operas with her when I was a kid. She had a genius for predicting where storylines were going months in advance. Mom taught me there were only four basic plot contrivances on soaps: amnesia, the mystery illness which induces a coma, split personality, and a woman torn between two men, and vice versa. My mother also taught me there was no reason to catch a soap more than once or twice a week, since they move slower than a Henry James novel. So I never watched them seriously. It wasn't until I was in grad school, one day when I had a ton of reading to do, that I was cruising the channels looking for an Adam 12 episode and came up on this Ward Cleaver-looking guy answering his doorbell and getting acid splashed in his face. I was hooked. The show was The Edge of Night, and I stuck with it for a couple of years as it wallowed in violence, corruption, psychosis, and death. Then it got canceled, and my days got back to normal, and I put the whole thing behind me as a fluke. Or I did till about 3 years ago, when I stayed for a few days with a frequently unemployed friend, a guy who does the shuffle around the house with a bathrobe and a beer routine when he's out of work. Come 3 o'clock every day, we had to watch Santa Barbara. At the time, it had a reputation as the most sarcastic of daytime shows, thanks mostly to actor Lane Davies as bitter wit and motor mouth Mason Capwell. But I was unmoved and didn't see the show again until the next time I visited my idle chum. After that, it was a skid down the slippery slope. I'd peek at the show maybe once every couple of weeks, then once a week, and then I was hooked again. The show started going to hell right after I got addicted to it. Even my friends stopped watching in disgust, but not me. Lane Davies quit the show in search of primetime success he hasn't found yet, and every actor who followed him made Mason less sarcastic and more of a puling wimp. Then the writers introduced all these sincere young people who took Warren Lockridge's college journalism class. One was a boy named Troy, who turned out to be a girl named BJ, who turned out to be a lifelong victim of child abuse by trusted family friend Frank, who got shot in the desert one night, leaving BJ as the prime suspect, except she had amnesia and couldn't remember if she'd killed him or not, when it was obvious to discerning viewers the real killer was Dolly, the scatterbrained waitress, who turned out to be a red herring because when BJ was on the witness stand, she suddenly remembered Frank had committed suicide. That left her free to marry Warren Lockridge, which I think happens tomorrow, which it had better, because come Monday, Santa Barbara will be history. The show really isn't worth watching anymore, which is why I'm glad it's been canceled, since I can't stop watching it on my own. Most of its lingering appeal is just the irresistible pull of narrative, any narrative. But it's also about how soaps have this Stalinist approach to reinventing history, writing characters into or out of families like they'd never been there or had been there all along. The best thing about watching Santa Barbara's final days is you get to see soap opera closure, a privilege akin to watching the Titanic go down. As the show does its dance of death, villains are killed off, killers are exposed, drifters drift, women come out of comas, couples are married off or reconciled, and BJ sells the TV rights to her tragic but inspirational life story. I'll miss the fact that Kim Zimmer's Jody still smokes cigarettes, at a time when it's more permissible to show a butt on TV than to smoke one. I won't miss much else, though it bothers me TV reviewers and culture critics don't pay attention to daytime programs, although the soap's aversion to resolving anything makes them TV's answer to Bebop, and though the ads, aimed exclusively at women, still portray them in the same stereotypical ways they did 30 years ago. But it'll be good to get that extra hour of afternoon back. It's like discovering daylight savings time in January. I know now how easy it is to get caught up in soaps, their singular rhythm and lulling repetitions. In this addiction-conscious time, I know I have to steer clear of what ails me. So I'll keep the TV off before sunset and resist one life to live, one day at a time.
Jazz critic and soon-to-be ex-soap opera addict Kevin Whitehead, he watches his last episode of Santa Barbara tomorrow.